This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Something fascinating has happened, and it brings up a lot of different thoughts I've had recently, but essentially what's happening is there is a company called IM, and they were recently acquired by FreePic, which is like a image website where you can go get images and use them for like graphics and stuff, and they're free, right? But what's interesting here is FreePic recently announced that they're launching this AI image generator. So it's fairly decent. I've heard a lot of people talking about it. They're a huge library of images, so they obviously can just change their terms of service. What's interesting to me here is that there's something else at play. They recently acquired IM, and they're using their entire photo library to train their model. So why is this interesting? What recently happened was that IM was it was based out of Berlin, and it was kind of like people were calling it like Europe's Instagram. And essentially what it was doing was, you know, people were able to upload photos and all that kind of stuff. Now, what's interesting about IIM is it went bankrupt. So it had a ton of users. It was a big company, a ton of employees, but they couldn't get the cash flow problem fixed. So they went bankrupt. They went down to just a team of three, and then it was sold off and acquired by FreePic. What's interesting is it feels like this acquisition was literally for the data set. IM has just sent an email out to all of the users, which, by the way, there are 150,000 users, and they have 160 million images that are currently on this site. So it's just so fascinating to me that we have essentially like an old sort of bankrupt defunct site that isn't really going anywhere. And then we have now they just changed their terms of service saying, hey, we can use any images that are uploaded here for training an AI model. And of course, FreePic owns it, and FreePic has their own AI image generator. So evidently, like, they're just using it for this. Now, what's fascinating is it's not a completely defunct website. I think to date, they still have like 20 or 30 downloads a month, or I think it's like 30,000 people that are still downloading and using this app. But really, the value here is it's essentially like it's like a ghost town social media platform, but it's got 160 million images. They're essentially adding some new terms that allow them to use it for AI. So what they've said to users is that they'll give them 30 days to opt out. Otherwise, their content is going to be used in this AI model. Now, you can imagine like some number of users might see that email and go, oh my gosh, like, let me go fix it. I'm going to opt out. But like of 150,000 people, 30 days, like, I don't check my spam folder on my phone, which I'm assuming it's going to come in through or whatever. Like, I probably would have unsubscribed by that a long time ago. So I just think a lot of people are going to be in the same boat where their content's going to be uploaded. Now, to be fair, I mean, they are notifying users, they're doing it all above board. Technically, like, that's legal, they're allowed. I know some people will be like really upset about it, but like at the same time, you can also assume that like if you've ever posted an image on a website, OpenAI already scraped it and incorporated it into their image generator. So it's not like it's that much different, but somehow it feels a little weirder when it's like a social network, right? It's like if Facebook was using your images to train and generate their own image generator, which, to be fair, I don't know if they are. Facebook and Meta do have like a great image generator, and I'd be curious what their exact data set are, what their terms of service are around that. It's a big business today. So this is a fascinating topic. What's interesting is that the FreePic CEO recently, you know, was kind of hinting at how they were going to start integrating IM into their company. And a lot of people thought that they were going to like come create some sort of social network thing, but apparently they're just integrating it by using the data set. So this is obviously very controversial for a lot of people, but I think this is a fascinating time to like sit and reflect on how many software tools, websites you've used, you've put your data into, and in the world of AI, every single one of those is becoming a data set. They make a change to their terms of service. They probably sent you an email. Maybe it's a service you really love. Would you pull all your content out to be excluded from that? Or do we all just say, okay, at this point, we're all just in every data set anyways. OpenAI already scraped the entire internet and Wikipedia, and it's all on one giant thing, to the point where OpenAI literally transcribed like 100 million YouTube videos, right? So it's a really interesting time. You know, I almost wonder like if like every single one of these big tech giants, like, they have your data one way or another. Like Google with Google Photo could send out that email and say, hey, remove your stuff from Google Photos. Am I going to get all my photos out of Google Photos for my last like 5 Android phones that I had before I had an iPhone? Like, it's such a hassle downloading it. There's going to be like 20 gigs of photos. Like, I don't know. There's going to be a massive percentage of the population that are like feel locked in, so they're not going to change, and it's like too big of a hassle, or they're not going to see the email. That's going to happen with Google. That's probably going to happen with Meta. That's going to happen with, I mean, it'd be interesting to see what Apple does with like iCloud, right? Like every single one of these tech giants has access to these. So it's a fascinating time, and I'm super interested to see how this will play out, if there's pushback, what people are saying about it. In any case, if you enjoyed the episode today, I would appreciate it if you hit the bell notification, subscribe, like the video, or leave us a review if you're listening on Apple or Spotify, and hope that you have an amazing rest of your day.